I'm Carrie Brett, and this is Shot at Love. Today's guest is Dolores Gatnick. Dolores is truly an inspiration who has the right idea about dating and living life to the fullest. Dolores had a career for 23 years, but her legacy is her family. She's the mother of four children and the grandmother of four. Dolores met Ron Gatnick when she was 19 years old, and they wed 2 years later. They remained happily married for 55 years until he passed away. While grieving the loss of her husband, she's adjusted to living alone during a pandemic and is currently battling cancer. Dolores' motto is life is short and you must live every moment. She's dating on Match.com, but isn't looking to replace the love of her life, simply looking to find a fun companion, and is open to the next chapter of happiness. Her attitude is everything, and proof that life has come full circle. I went to my high school prom with her son 30 years ago and recently photographed her headshot for her online dating profile. When we come back, we'll laugh our way through her hilarious and hopeful journey of finding love. You won't want to miss it, so stay tuned. Dolores is a fighter who doesn't feel sorry for herself or miss a beat. It is my great honor to welcome Dolores Gatnick to the show today. So without further ado, hi, Dolores. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi, Carrie. Great to be with you.
Great to have you. So you say that you are a perennial optimist. Tell us about your typical Tuesday today.
Today is a typical Tuesday. I had a cystoscopy at the Mass General Hospital this morning at 8:40. And then I came home, and here I am doing a podcast with Carrie Brett. And I have a dinner party to attend tonight, so a regular Tuesday.
Yeah, it does sound like you're not typical Tuesday, but let's talk about dating and how you think having the right attitude around people either liking you or not liking you. Can you tell the listeners how you take it all with a grain of salt?
You know, you can't take someone's rejection on Match personally because I've learned how to do it myself, so I do it back.
I want to talk about the importance of reframing rejection.
Well, no, I've been seeing this particular doctor quite a few times, and he's kind of sporadic in the way that he contacts me. I don't always have regular dates with him or regular contact, but so, you know, 6 weeks could go by, and I almost want to pick up the phone and act like a Jewish mother and say, hey, you don't write, you don't call, but I am able to restrain myself and not do that.
That's good. You were dating a doctor, and things were going well, and then things weren't happening. And it wasn't anything that you did. I say that there's a lot of people who they're half in, they're half out. It works for them for a while, or I'll say, you may not be the one, but you're the one for now. And it's kind of a common thing that happens in online dating, and it really isn't fair, but it happens. You didn't take it to heart. You looked at the positives. You liked going out to the city and having dinner and all that, but you did kind of want to have some answers around when the bottom kind of fell out here, although I think he's still floating around. Talk about that experience, because I think, like you said, you haven't dated in 60 years. You were married for 55 years. This is a big problem for people when they get a little bit older or they think they missed the boat. They think, well, maybe it's my age or maybe it's something that I did. And you had this wonderful life with the love of your life for 55 years. So now you're kind of in this uncharted water. Can you talk about the learning here?
Life has to go on. You have to be able to embrace life, and you have to not focus on the fact that it's too late for anything. Because if you have the spirit and the willingness to embrace life, you can do it and you can accomplish things. And you need to be optimistic, because optimism, I think, is the key to success. And you can't take things personally.
No, you can't. But you also, you take the bull by the horn and you're like, is there something that I did? And you wanted to know, which kind of surprised him. And once you surprised him with taking control and kind of turning over the apple cart on him, he was interested and he came back around. I don't know that I would ask this person this, but I actually admire your bravery that you did do that, because you were mad. And I think some of the learning that I've learned on online dating is when I did fall down or things didn't work out, and I thought to myself, could I have handled this better, or is it really this other person? Because you're amazing and you're so fun and so beautiful and you look so young and you're so young at heart. Do you regret that you asked him? I mean, I know you got some free Van Gogh tickets out of the mix. And
No, I don't regret asking him. He thought I was brave as well. He thought I was a brave woman to ask the question of what did I do wrong. The reason I asked the question was I wanted to know if there was something that I was continuously doing that needed to be corrected so that I could not make the same mistake if and when I met the next person. And he wrote back and said, you are a brave woman, he said, and there's nothing wrong with you. You're great. And so I thought, if I'm so great, why don't you want to keep dating me? But anyway, so, you know, he has just determined that he cannot provide me with the kind of relationship that he thinks I am due. He thinks that he's not the right one for me. And he wants me to find somebody else. And so, okay, so I just told him that, you know, I'm a resilient, self-confident woman. I just brushed myself off and get right back into the swim again and tried to meet the next person, which I've had several dates since I've seen him. And he's still in touch. He wrote me the other day to find out how my cancer treatment was going and is going to take me out for dinner. And so I, you know, he's on the back burner. But in the meantime, I have a date coming up this Saturday night that I think might be exciting. And I'm looking forward to that and keep my mind open.
There you go. Keep him on the back burner for now. You know, let him keep sending you tickets and whatever else. Yeah. I'll go with you to that exhibit if you want.
I did tell him that since the tickets were so expensive and we planned to go together, that he's going with me, whether I'm dating somebody else or not. That's only fair.
Oh, that's fun.
They were VIP tickets.
I might have to take my producer. So we might have to follow you guys around from afar to see how this thing shakes out. See, this is where I say men, they kind of tell you who they are. Well, they do tell you who they are because they don't want to be left holding the bag when they can't give you what you want. So they put it all out there like, I'm trying my best. I'm trying online dating. I'm new to it. These are all just little things, little red flags that most of us tend to overlook. And one day you get something in the mail and he sends you these ads. Can you tell me about these ads? But it actually worked out because you were so smart and you actually used what he sent you in the mail to rewrite your bio. So why don't you talk about what you got in the mail from him?
So, all right. I first of all asked him about, you know, what was wrong with me. And he said there was nothing. So then I figured we weren't going to be in touch anymore. And a few weeks later, like I said, he's sporadic about his contact. There was in my mailbox an envelope, and it was with his return address. So I opened the envelope, and I said, what could this be? And it was one page that had been ripped out of a magazine, which happened to be the Harvard Crimson magazine. And he's a professor at Harvard University, as well as being, you know, in the medical field. And so I opened it, and I looked at it, and I said, well, it's got to be an article about him. And so I read everything that I could see on this one page, and it's two-sided, and I looked, and there was nothing about him. And then it said at the top, personals. And I thought, personals? Well, maybe he wrote a really great personal about himself, and he just wants me to see what it is. So I read them all, and I said, there's nothing here that resembles anything about him, so what's going on? So I look, and I see all these great words. And I just wrote them all down, all the words that I thought were applicable to my personality. I wrote them all down and decided to write my bio, which I ended up with like a semi-want ad, you know, describing right. myself and then saying what I was looking for. And it really turned out to be, I think, a dynamite bio, because someone at Match in the customer service said to me, guys just want to look at pictures and not read very much. Don't write a short story. Don't write a novel. Just get to the point. So I thought, this is perfect. Two lines. One about me and one about what I'm looking for. And, you know, so far, with the great pictures that you took, plus my dynamic bio, I've had quite a few likes, looks, conversations, and many of which I have just ignored because when I look at their picture, I'm doing the same thing they do to me. Huh, I don't like that one. Next.
So in your own words, I'm going to read your bio because I think it's so good. For the listeners today listening, she is 79 years old on these dating apps, rocking it. And it's amazing. And this is how you do it. So her bio is, I'm a vivacious, natural, silver blonde-haired woman with big blue eyes. I stay fit and feel ageless. I'm warm, witty, with a true passion for living life. Enjoy cultural activities, music, theater, museums, and good conversation. Would love to meet a like-minded gentleman who is educated and has a sense of humor, is interesting, loving, intelligent, sophisticated, traveled, and relationship-oriented. It's so good. It's so good. So you change that up. And in the beginning of your online dating, you didn't have the best pictures, which I think is a common thing for people, but you put yourself out there, and with your amazing personality, you still got dates and you were still rocking and rolling. So you came to my studio, and we knew each other from the days of me going to the prom with your son. And I always would hang around with your son and we'd have some laughs with your husband. So you knew me a long, long time ago. And you thought, I think I need some new photographs. So you came in and you were frightened because you were afraid you were going to get this diagnosis. But you were still like, I'm here. Life is now. I feel good. And I thought to myself, well, during the recovery time, it's a great time to write people. That's a good time to start lining up the dates. And you're dating through cancer. I mean, this is perfect because there's no more excuses. You're not too old. You can say, okay, there's a pandemic, or I lost my husband, or, you know, my age, or now I have this illness that you're beating by your attitude. It's so admirable. I really am impressed with your optimistic attitude. And I think that winning attitude is key. So what happened when you came in for professional headshots? And what happened once you put those images online? Did things change for you?
Oh, I think they changed dramatically. As the person at Match said, you know, it's all about the photographs. Guys really do place a great deal of importance on how you look. And so I think they made a huge difference. And so I came in, I was, as my, you know, stay optimistic all the time, I said to you, well, we're getting these pictures done so that I can post them on Match. And then, of course, I'm facing surgery next week. I may only have 2 months to live. So if push comes to shove, we can use them for my obituary. And everybody loves that line. And so it turns out that I am not dying anytime soon based on what the doctors are telling me. So being a very pragmatic person and very thrift conscious, I've decided that, okay, so they're not going to be used. They are on Match. And then the second use I can give them is to make Christmas cards and tell everybody, well, here I am on the cusp of my 80th birthday, and this is what I look like.
You look amazing. Which leads me to, you say that you're 69 on...
Oh, I do.
Which I think is fine, because you look 10 years younger than you are.
Oh, thank you.
You look amazing. You're in incredible shape. You do yoga every day. You give me a run for my money in yoga for sure. And your attitude, you're so fun, and you have this big personality. This is what makes you special. This is what makes you on my podcast, because I get such a kick out of you. You say people can either handle you or not. And that's what it is. You go on these dates and you have this thing called the one and done. One and done date. Can you tell me what that is?
Well, you know, dating during a pandemic wasn't the best timing to start online dating. So, you know, I did meet people on park benches and, you know, in the public gardens in Boston. We were wearing a mask each, and one was sitting on one end of the bench and the other at the other end. And, you know, and so at some point, you know, you'd chat, and then I knew there was nothing there for me anyway. And so even if they said, well, you know, I really like you, will I see you again? I had to say no, that I didn't think that we were a match. And that, so I call those my one and done.
It's good. I mean, one time you went out into the Seaport and you ended up buying, he couldn't even buy you an ice cream cone.
No, well, that guy, he's a nice guy, but he has no money and I don't have enough for two of us.
So you bought you spent $16 on two.
I bought the Taiyaki Japanese soft serve ice cream, which is $7.99 a cone. I treated him. He bought me a burger at Shake Shack. It was all good. We went to the ICA.
That's kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, it was fun. And he actually wants to be friends. But, you know, I told him that it does. I don't think it's going to work. So he hasn't called of late, and that's all good. But if I do want to go to a museum, I know who to call. He was an art professor.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. So now you stop men in their tracks, and you pique their interest because you offer these exciting things to do on a date, which is not the normal suggestion. So what was your recent fun idea that you did on a date?
This episode of Shot at Love is brought to you by Akal Chai Rum. Akal Chai Rum is the world's first botanical rum, recognized by the government of Trinidad and Tobago as having the first new production process for rum in over a century. Akal Chai Rum is an officially protected trade secret, only the second such protected process in the Caribbean since the famed Angostura Bitters by Don Carlos Seagert in the 1870s. Akal Chai Rum is available in 44 U.S. states on chairum.com, also available in the Republic of Ireland on stuffyouneed.ie. Try some today.
Well, I got this like on Match, and I read the guy's profile, and immediately I said, oh my goodness, I think this guy is terrific. So I wrote back, Y-O-U in all caps, really somebody I like a lot, and I sent the emoji with the hard eyes. And so anyway, he wrote back, oh, I like your attitude. Should we elope or should we meet first? I said, yes. So anyway, he says, okay, let's meet. We'll do something fun. And I said, okay, so let's determine what we think of as fun. And he wrote back, he didn't write back, actually. I wrote to him and said, when was the last time you went for a ride on a merry-go-round? And it took him a while to get back to me. And he finally wrote back. He said, well, I haven't been on one this week, but I would like to go on a ride on the merry-go-round with you. And I said, perfect. So let's do it this weekend. So we do have plans to go for a ride on the merry-go-round. Which?
Oh, you haven't gone on the merry-go-round
yet? No, we're going on the merry-go-round this weekend. I did go with some other person a week or two ago, but he decided that we weren't a match, and that's okay. We had a fun date, and that's all right. You just can't take it personally. I tell you what happened. When I told him that I was 79 and he was 69, I don't think he could stand that, the age difference. Not everybody can handle it.
Right.
When really age is so irrelevant, you really have to look at the person. And what do they bring to the table? Age doesn't mean a damn thing because we don't all ripen at the same rate. Yeah. I mean, it's the way, you know, right. Some bananas get ripe quicker than others. I mean, it's right. Just the way it is.
Right. Well, I remember you were like, oh, I'm kind of sad because I got ghosted by this guy. Now, for everyone listening, her husband who passed was one of the most handsome men.
Oh, he was.
Honestly, he could be a movie star.
He really was movie star quality.
He really was.
A great guy,
and
too.
A great guy. Yeah. And he would always light up and laugh when he would see me. And what a love story you had. But I'm looking at this beautiful woman that I'm going to photograph, and you're like, you know, I just got ghosted by this guy who wasn't that good looking, and he was shorter than me, and he didn't have a prostate. And I was like, Dolores, you can do better than this, I think.
Hey, I have to think above it.
Yeah, you can't get hurt about that one. But when I ever told my parents that one, they were laughing so hard. They were like, this is the best. You can't make this stuff.
I really have had a lot of fun dating online. I have found it to be the best entertainment for cheap money. It's been a lot of fun. And as long as you approach it with that, and take it as for what it is, you can really have fun with it. And you never know. In the meantime, you just might meet someone.
I might have to be like hiding in the bushes with a long lens to see this merry-go-round going up and down with the 69-year-old, one fake 69-year-old, the one real 69-year-old, the one who really was 79 and was 80. Do you go for drinks before or after?
Well, he wants to go have sushi. So there's a place on Nantasket Beach that has sushi. So we're doing that first. And then we're going to walk to the merry-go-round. And like I said, he has no clue that I'm 79. And, you know, if he starts talking about age, I'm going to say, so let's talk about the Red Sox or something. Try to just skirt the issue because it really
I don't think you should tell them for a while.
I agree.
I think we just take it off the table.
Yeah, because first of all, it's irrelevant. I mean, anybody that knows me knows I have more energy than most people that are in their 40s.
So right. I mean, you're like rocking museums. You're walking around in leather pants. I mean, this is how I want to be when I'm 79. It's just the best. Not that I want to be on dating sites, but I would. I would do it if I had to.
If you have to, you do it. That's and it right. has been fun. It really has. As long as you have the right attitude, you know, and it's been a learning experience, I have to say. It really has been a learning experience.
It has.
And a good one. Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people can learn from just this because, like I said, there's no excuses. How you responded with the, you know, YOU and let's go on a merry-go-round and all that, you found that you get really excited. That's your personality, mm-hmm. your full tilt. And you've been dialing it back because you've been busy. And you found that just not paying attention to them and being kind of noncommittal to when they're going to ask you out on a date has worked in your favor, right?
Well, that had to be a change for me because I was married to somebody for 55 plus years who, you know, after you've been together that long, you kind of really know each other's minds. And he really liked me to make all the plans, just let him know what time and where, you know, and do that sort of thing. And so that is something that I've had to adjust because people that are not expecting that. Guys that have been living on their own are used to making their own plans. They don't expect somebody to come in and tell them what we're going to do for dinner, where we're going to eat, and what time. So I've had to curb that, aspect of my, you know, capability and just kind of sit back and say, well, who wants to make the reservation? Do you want me to call or do you want to call? So that's been a change for me. And I'm always learning. I think that's one of the things, that's one of the secrets of aging well, to be willing to learn, keep an open mind, and not be afraid to embrace new experiences.
Right. Yeah, that must be really hard when you, I don't know that there's the leader, but you have, when you're with someone, mm-hmm. everybody knows their part.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Who's going to do what
right.
and who's reliable.
Right.
And my boyfriend's very reliable in a lot of areas that I just am not. And I need him for that.
Mm-hmm.
When I come home, things are done
yeah.
that I needed completed. And that's important. But it's hard. Like you said, you were married 55 years. So now how do you go from that person who called the shots in a sense? Because Ron was laid back. He was laid back,
yeah,
you know,
he was mellow.
And so that's why he was attracted to you. And that's why I said, go through those ads in the Harvard Crimson, because those types of educators and doctors and surgeons, they like someone who keeps them on their toes. They like the exact opposite of that academia world.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know something like that existed.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting to me.
It is. It is interesting.
Because I don't know. I'm going to tell some of my friends about that. I think there's a little find there that's like a secret society that people are meeting people that might not be the norm. And I think try other, where you have this great bio, I would be apt to suggest doing something like eHarmony or something that really matches people with the qualities. You want someone cultured. You want someone who wants to do the same things. You're not going to go skiing or water skiing,
right.
But you will do yoga and go on walks and hikes.
Right.
And there's lots of things you still want to do.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing. And you also said that you want relationship oriented. And I think that's a very strong thing to say in your bio. And I think it's really good.
I think it's important to spell out what you want. I really do.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that relationship will be. I mean, it's going to evolve and it'll evolve with us together. If in fact I do ever meet anybody that's interested in having a relationship. So I can't even define it, but it'll happen.
It will happen. So you know the people that don't like you pretty quickly.
Or that I don't like.
Or that you don't like.
Right.
Like they have to be able to buy you an ice cream.
At least.
I know you were just texting some guy who was having knee surgery.
Oh, that's just a neighbor, and I just sent him some well wishes. No, he's been driving me to a lot of appointments.
Yeah,
he's a sweetheart. He really is. He's having his knee done tomorrow.
How often would you say you swipe on these dating apps?
Oh, I'm on that app all day long. It's on my phone, and I'm like addicted to it. I mean, it's the best money I ever spent.
That's good. That's
free entertainment, good. Not really. Cost me $20 a month. I don't even care. It's all good.
No, I think you got to branch out. I'm interested to see how you do on these different dating apps, because men come in waves and they change all the time. So I do think you should try some other ones.
Oh, I do plan to. Once I get past my treatments, which is there only for once a week for 6 weeks, once I get past, I will be able to really get going.
Get going. Like your daily.
Turn up the volume.
Turn up the volume.
And get going, because I'm interested in, you know, in being more exposed to other sites so that I can, because these people on Match are starting to get to be old friends, you know, when I start getting the top picks every day and you look at them, you say, hey, I've seen that face before. You already read the bio.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute, time to, you know, switch it up.
Yeah. That's why I think you need to branch out.
But, yeah, I agree with you.
But you are hilarious and the stories are endless. And like you said, you need your own YouTube channel or something, because just the conversation and the text. Why is age just a number?
Well, because I think it's a state of mind. I really do believe that. What's written on your birth certificate is very irrelevant. It's a state of mind. And you can meet somebody who's 40 years old, who's an old fuddy-duddy, and you can meet somebody 90 who's still cranking it, you know? So, I mean, it doesn't have any bearing on anything.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate when people get hung up on age.
Yeah.
But I know that if I put 79, about to be 80, on Match, I'm not too sure that too many people would be sending me likes and hellos and I think you're a lovely woman and I'd like to think we should meet and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Those messages I don't think would come across.
Well, I think that's common. I've seen that on Tinder where there's so many people 59 and it's like, you guys are all not 59. Like, people just don't want to put 60. I've never seen, when I've swiped for people in their 60s, so many 59s in my life.
Yeah.
I was shocked by it. So it's a little white lie that people do, and I don't think if it gets you out there and it makes you find someone that is a fun companion and you're happy, it's worth it. And they're not going to care once they and I had 10-year-old photographs, which shame on me being a photographer, but I was so heartbroken and such a train wreck at the time. I looked a lot older than my photographs, and that was the first thing my boyfriend said to me. And I said, "Oh well, do you think I'm pretty still?" And he said, "Yeah, I do. I just wanted to say that." Like, you're not even putting out the truth in a sense. And I'm like, "Well, you're here, and we had a great time."
Right.
It was because of my confidence.
Yeah.
My confidence in, hey, if it's not you, it's somebody else.
You got to be confident. You have to believe in yourself.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely are. You've always been very confident. And you've always been very grounded in who you are as a person.
Oh, yes.
And I think that's really refreshing. I mean, at this point at 79, you're not going to be able to change that.
I don't think so.
So my last question is, what would your advice be for someone who feels that they missed the boat or they're too old to find love?
Oh, I would say forget that idea. That's garbage. Don't even go there. I mean, it's not true. But you have to psych yourself up. And so it comes natural to me. Not everybody else is fortunate to have that ability. But I think that if you go get some self-help books or do whatever, get your hair done, lose some weight, get some great clothes, you know, be sexy. What the hell? Why not?
Right. Right. No, it's true. I mean, you went on a date right after surgery.
I did. That was the doctor that he wrote me. It was funny. I was just recovering, and he sends an email, and he says, "Dinner tonight." And I went, "Oh, I just get rid of the catheter. Do I get ready? Oh, yes. I guess I can do this." And off we went for dinner. It was a lovely evening.
Right.
I really enjoyed his company.
Well, you might have, I mean, you couldn't have a drink because you had
I didn't want to, get the anesthesia back. the brain fog that comes with the anesthesia, for me anyway. So he said, "Are you going to have a glass of wine?" And I always do with the dinner. And I said, "No, I'm going to pass." And he wanted to know why. And so I had to tell him. And then we talked about why he sent me that, you know, piece of paper from the Harvard Crimson. And he explained that he really thought that, you know, there was someone out there that would be better for me. And I'm like, "No, what are you talking about?" You know? Anyway, it was all good.
It's all good. I mean, he's still hanging around. So
he is.
Like you said, he's on the back burner.
Yeah.
And you get the merry-go-round to look forward to this weekend.
I have to say, that is a fun thing to do.
It's I'm sure you're shocking people left and right with that one. That is really fun. And
well, he said, what do you do that's fun? I said, hell, when do you want to go on a ride on a merry-go-round?
Oh, my gosh. Well, this was so fun. Where can we find out more about your journey? I mean, you're going to have to come back when you do find love, but I feel like we need to set up some kind of Instagram or something.
I am on Instagram. I mean, yeah.
Tell us your Instagram page.
Oh, I don't remember what it is. Because my granddaughter set it up. I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
But I post a lot of photographs because I have a beach place, and there's always these gorgeous sunsets and sunrises and beautiful beach grasses and stormy clouds that I photograph and post all the time.
I'm telling you, we should do these dating. I want to come on your deck overlooking the Atlantic.
Yes, have a glass of wine.
And just
smell
laugh.
That salt air. You got to get on the list, though. Because
everybody wants to come over there.
You're on a list at this point.
See, that's good. You've always got something going.
I have a lot of friends. I have a great social network. And that's another real secret to staying young and lively and with it is to have interests and have lots of friends and lots of social outlets. And that's who I am by nature. But, you know, if you have to embrace it. If you're out there thinking, what can I do? Those are the things you have to do.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, great advice today. And it was such an honor to have you here.
Well,
thank you
my pleasure.
So much.
Totally my pleasure.
For your time. You're just the best.
Oh, thanks.
And for now, this week's dating tips. And in honor of today's guest, Dolores Gatnick, these tips are inspired by her. Number one, two things you are in control of in your life, your attitude and your effort. Number two, age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind it, it doesn't matter. Number three, no one ever made a difference by being like everyone else. Number four, you'll never be too much for someone who can't get enough of you. I hope you found some of my tips helpful this week. This is what Shot at Love is here for, to help you find love. Keep up the commitment to yourself and commit to helping someone else by sharing this podcast. Remember to stay safe and stay tuned for more episodes. If you like this show, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. I'm Carrie Brett, and we'll see you next time.